At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, imagine this. You wake up one morning and something really important in your community, maybe a place you love, it's just gone. Like poof, vanished. Not broken down, not removed for repairs, just not there anymore. That's kind of the surprising, almost whimsical hook for the story we're diving into today. We're exploring a really charming narrative called The Lost Playground's Return. And, you know, despite the playful title, it goes surprisingly deep.
It really does. Our mission today is basically to pull out the real wisdom hidden in this story. It teaches us quite a bit about value, like how we perceive it and what happens when things get neglected, and also the power of actually appreciating things, even things we maybe take for granted.
Yeah, think of this as a shortcut maybe to some aha moments, like why do things sometimes seem to just disappear from our lives? And maybe, more importantly, how we can make sure they either come back or, you know, never feel the need to leave in the first place. All right, so let's unpack this. The story starts in this lovely little town, Tickleberry. Sounds nice, right? And the heart of Tickleberry, for the kids anyway, was the Mega Monkey Mega Fun Playground. Mm-hmm. And this thing sounds amazing. We're talking triple-decker slides, mm-hmm. turbo teeter-totters, and get this, a merry-go-round so fast, they say it could launch shoelaces into another zip code. Mm-hmm. It was just like pure joy.
Right, a real center of activity. But the fascinating part is how suddenly it disappeared one morning. It's just gone. Nothing. Well, almost nothing. Just a suspicious-looking squirrel, apparently. One swing still moving a little, and this glittery map left behind.
That suddenness is jarring, isn't it? And the reactions from the animal friends, they really capture that confusion. Yeah. You had Leo the llama going, did someone steal it?
Plausible, I guess.
And Pip the penguin squeaking, did it run away? Which is slightly less plausible for a playground.
Yeah.
Then Naya the newt, who sounds pretty cool wearing sunglasses, suggests it went on vacation. Someplace warm with fewer crumbs.
Always the crumbs.
But that map, that's the real clue. It was labeled, The Lost Playground Return, Only If Deserved.
Nah, if deserved. That phrase is doing a lot of work there, isn't it?
It really is. What do you think that implies?
Well, it immediately shifts it from just a strange event to something conditional. It suggests value isn't automatic. It implies that maybe its presence wasn't guaranteed anymore, that the community somehow had to earn it back. It sets up this whole idea of earned value versus assumed value.
Okay, so it's not just missing, it's withdrawn its services, potentially.
Kind of, yeah. Based on whether it feels deserved.
So the friends, Leo, Pip, Naya, they team up. Guided by this squirrel who seems to know more than he's letting on.
Always the squirrels.
Right. They follow the map. And the journey sounds pretty wild. Twisty tunnels made of pool noodles. And crossing a river made of jelly beans. Which obviously Pip kept trying to snack on.
Of course he did. It's Pip.
But this fun journey leads somewhere. Well, less fun.
Exactly. They end up in this place called Neglectopolis.
Neglectopolis. Even the name tells you something's off.
Oh, definitely. It's described as this sad, quiet place, just full of forgotten things, old toys nobody plays with anymore, rusty monkey bars just moping. It's really a powerful metaphor, isn't it? It's like the physical embodiment of being ignored, of value lost through, well, neglect.
So it's not just a silly name. It's showing the consequence of forgetting things or not caring for them.
Precisely. It's where things end up when their purpose feels forgotten, when the care stops.
And this is where they find their playground, looking pretty grumpy, covered in cobwebs. And here's the kicker. It talks. It actually tells them why it left. It has grievances.
Yeah, this is crucial. It wasn't random. The slide pipes up. Nobody cleaned me anymore.
Okay, fair enough.
The seesaw complains, kids drop gum in my gears. You can almost hear the whiny voice.
Ugh, sticky gears. Bad news for a seesaw.
Right. And maybe the most memorable complaint. The tube slide cries out that someone stuck a burrito in my tunnel.
A burrito?
Yeah.
Seriously, that's oddly specific.
It is, and kind of hilarious, but it represents something bigger, you know? Yeah. It's not just the big things. It's the little acts of carelessness, the ignored bits of maintenance, the metaphorical burritos we leave lying around.
Metaphorical burritos. I like that. And I bet Pip tried to eat the actual burrito later.
The story does mention he made an attempt when they found it.
Classic Pip. So Faced with these complaints, the gum, the burrito, Leo the llama steps up. He clears his throat, admits, okay, yes, mistakes were made, but we miss you. We didn't realize you needed care too. What's happening there?
That's the turning point, isn't it? That admission. Mistakes were made. It moves from confusion or blame to actual accountability. And the phrase, we didn't realize you needed care too, that's huge. It recognizes that value isn't just about what the playground gives them, but also what it needs from them. It's reciprocal.
Right. It's not just a thing for their use. It needs something back.
Exactly. Even an inanimate object in this context needs maintenance, needs respect to function well and sort of feel valued.
And they don't just say sorry. Nia the Newt actually grabs a mop, proposes, what if we fix you up, sparkle you back to awesome?
Action, not just words.
And Pip joins in too, with a lint roller and a banana-scented wipe, which is adorable and maybe slightly inadequate for playground cleaning.
Maybe. But it's the intent, right? It shows everyone pitching in, using what they have. It's about the effort.
True. And they actually do the work. They scrub, they tighten bolts, they polish. They even apologize to the seesaw. And crucially, they unstuck the infamous burrito.
A moment of triumph, I'm sure. But seriously, this immediate hands-on work is key. They're not just saying they value it, they're demonstrating it. They're actively re-earning that deserved status.
And the playground responds. It feels the care. It blinks its headlights, booms out, I'm coming home. Then it does this amazing transformation, folds itself into like a flying carousel, and zooms back to Tickleberry, happy again.
See, its return wasn't magic. It was a direct result of them taking responsibility and showing genuine appreciation through action.
But the story doesn't just stop there with a happy return. It talks about a lasting change.
Yes, this part's important for the long term. The town, Tickleberry, they start holding a playground appreciation day every month.
Okay, so it's become institutionalized, sort of.
Exactly. It's structured. It involves cleaning, yeah, but also decorating, even kids writing thank you cards. It embeds that appreciation into their regular lives.
It's proactive now, not just reactive.
That's the key takeaway. It's about ongoing maintenance, ongoing gratitude, building it into the routine so things don't reach the Neglecopolis stage again.
And did it work?
The story says the playground never left again, so yes.
Though apparently the tube slide remains a bit sensitive about the whole burrito incident. Can't blame it.
Understandable trauma. But yeah, that consistency is vital. If you connect it to, you know, real life, it shows how regular attention and showing gratitude can really transform relationships, whether it's with people or places or even just like hobbies or tools that make our lives better.
It's about preventing the neglect before it even starts, not waiting for the crisis.
And not let the metaphorical burritos pile up.
Right. So wrapping this up, what does this delightful little story, The Lost Playground's Return, really tell us? It seems to be a surprisingly practical lesson, dressed up in whimsy, about valuing what we have through consistent care, through appreciation, and just acknowledging that the things and the people that enrich our lives often need something back from us. It's often in the small things, isn't it? The regular upkeep.
Absolutely. And that brings up a really important question for you, the listener, to maybe think about. What in your own life might be feeling a bit like that grumpy playground down in Neglectopolis? Maybe it's a hobby you've let slide, or perhaps a relationship that feels a bit taken for granted, even just a space in your home that's gotten cluttered and ignored. What might be, you know, feeling a bit unloved and maybe, just maybe, on the verge of its own POF disappearance.
And following on from that, what's the equivalent of that cleaning, that polishing, that apology to the seesaw? What small, consistent act of care, maybe a conversation, a bit of tidying, or just a heartfelt thank you could bring it back to life? Or, better yet, keep it vibrant and present so it never feels the need to leave. What's your banana-scented wipe?